This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The first week in November 2018, November the 8th, to be exact, the town of Paradise, California was destroyed by wildfire. The campfire, as it was called, was one of the biggest, and it was the deadliest wildfire in California's history. 85 people were killed, 50,000 people were displaced. And the question, or one of them anyway, and one of the dilemmas coming out of it, was all about rebuilding Paradise. Ron Howard, yes, that Ron Howard, has a new documentary out tomorrow about exactly that question. It is called Rebuilding Paradise. Mr. Howard, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you. Good to be heard.
Yeah, that's right. Why'd you want to make this documentary?
Well, I've been really enjoying delving into the documentary medium for the last few years, and I wanted to find a subject that was personal to me. And when the fire in Paradise occurred, that was a town that I knew. My mother-in-law had lived there. I'd visited in the last few years of her life. I'd visited there many times. And suddenly there was something personal going on. And I just wondered, you know, what rebuilding Paradise might actually entail, if it was even possible. And we just began.
Okay, so to this film and your personal ties to Paradise, it's a little bit brutal. The first 8 minutes are the fire itself told through, obviously, footage that you and your staff went out to get. I guess the opening question is, what was it like for you to get up there after the fire and look around?
Well, I'd never been, around anything like that. That sort of total devastation. And that in and of itself was shocking to the nervous system. And then to see and begin to interview people who, had experienced the rug completely pulled out from under them, what was going to be left for them. And that became our story. And it's also something that they wanted to talk about. They wanted to share that footage. They wanted people to understand that as we saw these individuals make some pretty remarkable decisions and take these steps toward actually trying to rebuild their lives and this community, we would never forget that, you know, in their recent past was this harrowing experience.
Yeah, the last scene in that opening 8.5 minutes is a family in a car, the dad pointing out, you know, and it's 11:30 in the morning in Paradise, there's this fire, it's black as night, and then the dad says in this car, there's blue sky, and you can hear, and I can't tell whether it's the mom or his wife or one of the kids crying and saying that they want to get as far away from Paradise as possible. And there's a little metaphorical thing going on there, right? Because so much of what's happening now with the people of Paradise is the Paradise diaspora, right? The people who have left for economic or psychological reasons, really, and don't want to rebuild. You know, there's a bunch of those in this film, too.
Well, it happened immediately. You could see it. I mean, we interviewed people in camps in the Red Cross area and so forth. They were fascinating, and they felt like they wanted to try to hang in and return. But, you know, we were coming through there sort of every 2 weeks with camera crews and touching base with people. And so many people just evaporated. But you know what I found? Yeah. The people who were showing up at the events, whether it was a memorial service for the town, whether it was the Christmas tree lighting or their Gold Nugget Day, which is a town parade and a celebration. Those were the people who I think were doing the best based on my observations and the people we were following.
Last question, and it goes to the title of this film, Rebuilding Paradise. They are, right? That's just a fact. Yeah. We are rebuilding everywhere in this country that gets wiped out by natural disasters. The question is to you, as a guy who made this film, who's thought about this a lot and who has a platform, should we?
Oh, well, I believe so. I mean, I certainly believe that they're in Paradise. They need to build wisely. Look, when you pull this rug out from under people, it's not just about their living or dying in that moment. They are no longer saving for their kids' college fund or their business they want to build. These people, I think, offer a very inspiring case study in problem solving. I was really amazed that they accomplished what they did. I wasn't sure that title, Rebuilding Paradise, was going to be viable in the end when we first started and 3 and 4 months into the production. And they made it so. through that sort of unwillingness to say no, and that pulling together to make good things happen.
Just like you said, it's a film called Rebuilding Paradise. I think the title actually works myself. Ron Howard with Imagine Documentaries, also National Geographic. Mr. Howard, thanks for your time, sir. I do appreciate it.
A pleasure. A pleasure. Thank you very much.
On that note, by the way, about the title of that film, since the fire back in 2018, more than 1,000 building permits have been issued in Paradise. More than 250 homes have been built since.